Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries, young and old. Today, we feature a woman that knows her stuff. She is a creative by heart, but also an incredible professional. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Jeanette Kapenda, the brand executive for marketing for the biggest telecommunications company in the country, MTC. Miss Jeanette Kapenda, welcome. So Jeanette, everyone has a starting point. What was your professional starting point?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I started off my professional corporate journey at an ad agency, TV8 Saatchi & Saatchi. I initially joined the team as a creative, part of studio, as we call it, as a junior creative. I did that for about 3 years, and I would actually describe that as probably the most exciting, the most fulfilling period of my professional career. I mean, creatives are naturally fun. We also had so many opportunities, you know, working with such amazing brands. We had NBL, ONL, and so many others. So the journey of being a creative and actually being in that world where, you know, you go out and you see your creative work being, you know, depicted in everyday life. And also just not being restricted to think, you know, in a box, think out of the box and really just have fun and just be yourself. So I fondly look back at that time as really being, from a professional perspective, probably the best. So I did that for about 3 years. And then the advertising bug really got me. So I decided I needed to understand everything that had to do with marketing, advertising, especially from an ad agency perspective. An ad agency is made up of various departments. But for me, I felt that for my career growth and for what I needed to learn, I needed to understand the creative side as well as the client service side. So at that time, I had a very open-minded boss. So I asked if I could move to client service. And I moved to client service as now being an account manager for the various brands. I was able to now, you know, tap into other qualities, all the things that I probably wouldn't have had to deal with as a creative. But now, because I was in client service and I really needed to understand that because I was the liaison between the creative as well as the client service team, I really needed to manage those type of relationships. And that came in so handy. And in hindsight, I'm glad I did it, because it gave me the confidence to, after doing that for a year and a half, to really decide that I was ready enough to go into corporate. And then an opportunity came up where Standard Bank was looking for someone. They had an opening for a digital marketing manager. I applied for the position. I went to Standard Bank for 3 years. Again, learned so much. And then after 3 years, I felt like, oh, I need a new challenge. I need something else. So I joined MTC, and that's where I am today.
What challenges does the industry face from your perspective?
So the marketing and advertising space is predominantly female. So kudos to us on that. But that also presents a challenge in a sense that a lot of the time, because we're women, because we're mothers, because we're wives, and also, you know, being young, black, and female is always not easy. So the challenges that I often encounter are, have to do more with the fact that just that whole perception and that blanket wide perception that is put on women and on mothers and on being black, that if you are a wife, you can possibly not handle a corporate job. If you're a mother, you can possibly not, you know, handle a corporate job. So it's, you know, I've been in interviews where the strongest candidate was a female, and because she either had a baby or was recently married, the excuses that are made is that, oh, maybe she might not be ready with the pressures that come with that. So it's a lot of the time you I feel that we have to prove ourselves, you know, 100 times on, you know, compared to our male counterparts. Even though the industry is that, you know, the bosses tend to be also sometimes male. But even if it is female, I think it's just that thing of, as women, we always have to prove that we can juggle all these things that we have on our plates. And it's, and it's so evident even within the industry that I'm, that I work in.
In case you just joined us, we're speaking to Janet Kapenda. She's the brand executive marketing for MTC. And what a story she has revealed so far. Now, Janet, what advice do you have for young professionals who too want to be successful like yourself has been in your journey?
One, be authentically yourself. Enjoy what you do. Don't be apologetic of who you are. I think the corporate world, it can be really a cutthroat, dog-eat-dog world. But you need to allow your true self and your flame to continue to shine. It's not always easy. You're going to have a lot of hurdles. But as long as you maintain your authentic self and you maintain what your true north, I think, you know, success is just around the corner. The other thing is take advantage of every opportunity, whether it's small, whether it's big. I think a lot of the time we're looking for big, you know, opportunity and to make a move. But sometimes just the smallest, you know, change or the smallest direction that you make, opportunity really adds value and can really propel your career. And thirdly, work hard. Work hard, but also enjoy what you're doing. There's no point in working hard and then you are miserable in your job. Enjoy it. And I think enjoying it also makes it easy for you to work hard and to really give it your all and become a success. And the last one, I know I said three, but I've got one more, and that is don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to take on challenges that you deem as something that is going to be a challenge for you. A lot of the time we feel that, oh, if I'm not a good public speaker, no, I can't take up anything that has to do with that. Or if I'm not good at this, then I might as well just, you know, not even try and engage. But don't be afraid to fail, because great successes come from you failing and learning. Because nothing comes from just, if you don't learn, you don't succeed. Or you don't grow.
Thank you very much, Janet, for sharing your wisdom and your journey with us. Until the next Titan, leave it on Fresh FM.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK.